listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
What's going on, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, back for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily, here on this Saturday, November 27th, 2021. Here for you guys for a few minutes. We're in, still in Thanksgiving weekend mode here in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. Obviously here coming up, there'll be another episode daily tomorrow. More recap because we have a lot of stuff going on today. Well, not we. The K-State Athletics got something going on today. The continuation of the Sunflower Showdown, which I'm going to get to here in a few moments. Game two, which is senior day for the volleyball ladies. And they have the women's basketball team in action later on this morning as well. As I'm recording this right now. And then, obviously, on Monday, it's going to be a season reaction. And then hopefully on Wednesday, towards the end of the week, another edition, weekly edition of the pod. Well, that's going to be counted as an episode there. So that's going to be an episode there, episode later on this week. As well as, obviously, the football team ended the 2021 regular season campaign at a disappointing loss. And, oh, boy, I'm going to have some thoughts on that. Along with, I don't want to get too carried away right now because I have some strong thoughts about yesterday's game and, of course, how the season went for the Cats. Now they officially wait where they're going to go to for the bowl game. Speaking of which, on top of that, real quick, the volleyball team I just mentioned lost their first game in the series, obviously. This happened last night. Okay, yep. This happened. Getting my dates mixed up here with a lot of these recordings here. But, you know, K-State loses to KU 3-1. KU 25-22. K-State did win the second set 25-21. Then KU eked out K-State in CC 3 25-23. These was. And then in set four was a runaway for KU 25-14. This was nipped and tucked here and there and led by Aaliyah Carter. No surprise. We shouldn't be surprised by this by now. 16 kills, match high for Aaliyah Carter in game one of the Dylan Sunflower Showdown in Bramlage last night, but did not come up with the game with the win there. And from Susie Fritz, quote, I'm going to quote her other quote here. I just thought that from an execution perspective, we've got to be significantly better. We hurt ourselves way too much, too many attack errors, and not necessarily managing our swings at a high level. Ouch. So KU now is 15-11, under 500 in, like K-State, in Big 12 play. K-State drops to 15-11 now, 6-9 in Big 12 play as well. And the coach says that. I mean, you're late in the season. You have to already be better. Or, I mean, that's just a little bit surprising to me at this point in the season. But, I mean, for you would have probably guessed it from a high aspect here that, you know, KU State play KU, you're tough. But, you know, when you look at it by itself, I mean, there's a lot of missed opportunities there for KU State there. Maybe you didn't even beat KU, so this could be easily flipped around. If you're Coach Fritz in a situation here, obviously you know what you're going to get from Aaliyah Carter every night. You know, and then a coach, a Lauren Hinkle, who he named on his podcast here and there this year, a Sydney Bolding as well. So, that's a little surprising to me there. You know, Big 12 is competitive. You got to know that. From either it's volleyball, baseball, football, whatever, it's competitive from top to bottom there. So, you have to be on top of your game there unless, you know, Otherwise, you're going to lose. And, you know, a little bounce here and there, easily we could be easily sitting here today talking about K-State taking the first game of a two-game match instead of KU, but we're flipping it the other way. So, but hopefully, senior day, for three of the ladies, Florida's volleyball team, hopefully that K-State can, in the regular season, knocking the Jayhawks off and splitting with them. As it continues tonight, 6:30 at Bramlage. And as I mentioned, three seniors will be recognized tonight. Holly Bond, Kaylee Hollywood, and Jackie Smith. Tonight's contest will be on the Big 12 Now ESPN Plus Network and on K-Man here in town. 350. Oh, gosh. I said 350. 1350 K-Man on AM 93.3 on the FM station if you're here in Manhattan, Kansas, particularly. K-State, you know, turn in to a 13.136 hitting percentage there. 14 kills, 26 errors out of 147 attempts there. Mackenzie Morris paced K-State with 16 digs and 4 aces. And another note on Morris, 4 aces equaled her career high in her third 4-ace outing this season. The Wildcats, 10 aces matched a single high as well. You got to go back to early in the season when they did that back in September 4th as well. Cindy Boulding recorded team high 4 blocks as well. Tiana Abs Canoli knocked out 37 assists along with 7 digs as well. And now K-State leads the all-time series by 10, dating back to 1974. If you wanted to know that the record, 67, 57, and 1 as well. The Cats and Jayhawks have split the last 36 matchups in the series overall and going back to 2003 as well. And so the KK State now in 4 match sets this season are 8-5 this year. So, and then the Wildcats are on a 3-game losing streak as well. So, no time, no better than to break this streak on senior day tonight against the Jayhawks. And hopefully, you know, they make a little some adjustments and, you know, get after them Jayhawks and see if they can end the regular season on a positive note. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. If you're not subscribed to the latest Kansas State podcast, better get on now because it's getting a little busy in here. Obviously, I'm gonna have 2 episodes coming up this week. Obviously, recapping the season for K-State football, and which is still gonna be the weekly edition, but it's gonna be me solo, and hopefully me and Alex will be on again later on in the week to record episode 74. So if we have, and which, oh, by the way, episode 72 came out yesterday. If you have not gone back, check that out, please. Do that as well. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Tell your K-State friends, your fellow friends, your fellow Wildcat friends everywhere. If you're even here in Kansas or outside the state of Kansas, or you live international, please spread the word about the Pro Project Podcast. But a lot to come still. As we about to enter in another week, or really the last couple of days actually, of November. So a lot of content here, especially from today. Basketball, women's basketball will be in play here in a little while. K-State volleyball's tonight as well. And I got my regular season recap coming in the next couple of days as well. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer III. Go Cats. We'll talk to you in the next edition of Triple P.